This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the Internet and satellite. Don't forget, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
So, the Trump campaign and the poll watchers in Philadelphia, they got a court order, and the people in Philadelphia still wouldn't adhere to the court order because the observers, the poll watchers, were forced to observe from some 30 to 50 feet away, which is not what the court order said.
Yeah, it's a mess. The sheriff wouldn't let him in, and, you know, there were some poll watchers that were there, but they, that were a token people to comply, but it wasn't enough. I think it was like two.
Yep.
But then it's like, okay, you can come in, but they moved everything. So it was kind of like putting them in a pen. So you guys have to stay in this little, you know, space.
Yep.
Anyway, we've got several other issues, and that is Nevada. And I'm very, very happy that they're challenging Nevada, because Nevada is the one that did the mass mailing.
Yeah.
And out of there, they're cultivating the database versus the reality. And the reality says, at least so far, there are 3,000 people that no longer live there.
Yeah.
That they have ballots for.
Yep.
So that's actually a criminal referral.
Yes, ma'am.
That has been given to AG Barr.
Yes.
Because that is a federal crime.
Yep.
I think they're also going to find some number. And see, because of how Vegas was so affected by the pandemic, and, you know, of course, all their business out there is in casino and support a casino.
Oh, yeah.
People just moved out. So that's why Vegas is an easy one to show the fraud.
Mm-hmm.
So Rick Grinnell, the former temporary or acting director of DNI, is heading up that case out there in Vegas.
Yep.
You got Dave Bossy that's in Arizona.
Uh-huh, with Pam Bondi.
No, she's in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay, I thought she was all right, go ahead, Jim.
And you've got Vernon Jones and Eric Trump that are handling Atlanta or
right.
Georgia.
Right.
So, Yeah, it's nuts.
Now, AOC yesterday came out in her infinite way and just ripped the hell out of MSNBC's former Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill and said, why do we listen to people who lost elections?
Well, let me tell you that the Democrat caucus, and this is probably the most under-talked about story as a result of the election so far, mm-hmm. and that is the House of Representatives.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin McCarthy said last night that he's up to 8 seats that they have won.
Yeah.
And that, you know, early in the night they said that they had projected that the Democrat caucus would grow substantially in the House, which has been exactly the opposite.
That's right.
So now there's going to be an interesting fight if Pelosi can hold on to her speakership come January.
Yep.
And you can bet that the squad is putting out the threats that she may not be. They don't have any use for her. So therein lies a problem for Nancy Pelosi. And we don't like her, but neither does the squad, obviously, for different reasons.
All right, now there's...
Now,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Now, Kevin McCarthy thinks there's as many as 14 more seats that are in play.
Right, right.
So that's a very good thing. Not one of the Republican challengers in the House lost a seat. That's significant.
Uh-huh. Yep. Now, the other thing is, there's something that happened in Philadelphia last night. They pulled over a vehicle with a bunch of weapons in it and a bunch of, I'll use the word guys, and they apparently discovered a plot to attack the convention center where they were counting the ballots.
Philadelphia was an interesting place yesterday because the media did not show it at all. But I have a friend whose daughter... lives in Philadelphia, and she's an up-and-coming journalist. And she was not only in, but reporting on the protest, the pro-Trump protest outside the convention.
All right, hold on. Folks, we're coming right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a wellness products company. They have a lot of different great products there at their website, which is balanceofnature.com. You can go over there and see what they have to offer and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save 35% on your order. Now, I use the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules because I certainly don't eat the right kind of foods enough, and I certainly don't eat my daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, and this is a great way to do it. Great way to do it. And it's been working for me. I've lost a little bit of weight in the process because I'm not eating snacks like I used to be, because by having my daily requirement of fruits and veggies in me, guess what? I'm just not hungry at night anymore like I used to be. And I picked up a little bit of pep in my step too, so that all works. And my blood pressure has also settled down with all of that. So it's a good product. Now, all you got to do is go to balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, save 35% on your order, or you can give them a call by going to 800-246-8751. Speak with a health coach and find out what I found out, and that is, they got some great products there that can help you, and that's sometimes just what you need, a little helping hand to move it along. All right, and we've got Denise Simon on the telephone line. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, I want to say hello to George the Godfather. Hey, George, how the heck are you doing? And Ms. Dora, Catwoman and Road Dog. Well, Road Dog's out on the road doing his thing with his truck, hauling products for Toyota. out of Lafayette, Indiana, down to the border, Laredo, Texas. And Catwoman is still recovering from the surgery that she had, and hope you're doing better there, kiddo. I know you say you are. So, Road Dog, a big shout-out to you, my friend. Keep that the rubber down and all that good stuff. You know the expression, hammer down to shaky town. But anyway, let's get on over here. You were talking about a young reporter, so go ahead.
Yeah, I was simply saying that there was a very big rally, if you will, pro-Trump rally outside the Philadelphia Convention Center. And, you know, they were essentially, they actually had live music, too, by the way. They're trying, the whole thing was Save Philadelphia, you know, count every vote. A legitimate legal vote.
Right.
So I didn't see, I got several pictures, I got several videos of what was going on outside, and not one, I had the TV on all day long, on all kinds of channels, and not one media outlet reported that there was a pro, you know, Trump Save Philadelphia rally going on outside the convention center. Not one, but it was pretty sizable. I'd say there was 300 or 400 people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mark Levin's chimed in here, and he's finally said something here that I'm going to mention. He said the media is peddling nonsense that Trump never had a chance because of the delayed vote counting, which happens to be normal. Well, delayed voting count counting is not necessarily normal, but it's certainly the worst I've seen it in a while.
You can't argue with that. You know, if they all waited until Florida was called.
Yep.
And they took their sweet time about calling Florida,
mm-hmm.
which says get ready to pull the trigger or put a red light up on these other states that were known as battleground states. And that's precisely what happened.
Yep.
So, I would say we have Senator Hawley that the Senate is, I think, going to, when they come back into session, they're going to, in the Judiciary Committee, I think they're going to have somewhat of a session there to talk about overhauling how elections and calling elections are done. Because the Congress can step in and make law that the states must comply to. Now, remember, people are also, they're all saying, where's AG Barr? Well, AG Barr does not have jurisdiction. The federal government does not have jurisdiction at the state level.
Nope.
Okay? But when things start going sideways and there is fraud, that the feds do have jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that they've got some recommendations that they're looking at. And, you know, everybody's mad at, you know, some of these Republicans are not standing stern with, you know, Trump in defense of Trump. Well, some may not, but others are. You got Matt Gaetz, who's clearly doing that. Ted Cruz, Congressman Biggs. Trying to think who else. I listed a whole bunch of them last night. But, you know, there are several that are standing with Trump on this. I think some of them waited to see really, you know, what kind of trend or patterns were happening here in these states. And now that they see what's going on, they're coming out and speaking. Now, some of them are actually in those states.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and not just because of Trump. But there's other races, and those are House races, but then it's also legislative races mm-hmm. that are happening. So just be calm, everybody,
okay.
And stop,
right.
You know, kind of going with everybody else.
I'm going to go to the telephone here. I'm not sure, but I think this is Mel in Saratoga Springs.
Oh, yes, this is Mel, yes, Captain. And good morning, Denise.
Hi.
I have a question for Denise. Has she heard that Mark Esper is preparing a resignation letter to the president in regards to the lack of confidence that the president does have, and what is going to come down in regards to subpoenas, indictments, and everything that the Democratic Party is so entrenched in trying to remove this president to protect themselves from being indicted and drawn in and prosecuted for a lot of things that they've brought upon this country and treating this behavior. But as far as I understand, I was asking whether you had heard anything about him getting ready to resign, because he knows that he's on this list also.
All right. Well, we'll find out. I haven't heard anything.
And say that again, because it was real muffled. Was he talking about Mark Esper?
Yes.
Mark Esper allegedly is on a short list that in Trump's reelection that Mark Esper could, in fact, be eliminated. The same thing goes with Christopher Wray. And there's chatter that he would replace Christopher Wray at the Bureau with Sidney Powell.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's not particularly happy with, the leadership of the Department of Education either. So there's a couple of cabinet posts that apparently are on Trump's short list to change up in a second term, which is not unusual, by the way, to change up, your administration in a second term.
Correct.
You know, when it comes to the Department of Defense, he's had a lot of changes there. And, Trump has talked about the military-industrial complex and so forth and so on. He's done an awful lot for the military, that's true, but they're also... He feels like they're not giving him the cooperation on the backside, which also includes the Joint Chiefs.
Okay, now MSNBC's Al Sharpton and Joy Reid are urging action after saying Trump did better than he should have with the minority voters.
It does have some of these Democrat leaders pretty upset that Trump got a much higher voter percentage. I think he ended up with, 34% of the Latino vote?
Yep.
And I think it was 15 or 16% of the black vote. And they don't like that. But that is an interesting situation here, because it completely torpedoes the four-year parade of Trump's a racist.
Yep. Yep. All right. We're going to have to wrap this up, but I will tell you, on the weekend show, we'll be talking more about this, because, folks, and by the way, Donald Trump's lead in Georgia is down to, 500 votes now or thereabouts?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, they're working their way along. And Denise said that Stacey Abrams doing that. All right. We'll talk to you tonight in the weekend show, kiddo.
Uh-huh.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And they're doing what they can to whittle this down. We'll see what happens. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vote counting continues in North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Nevada, where the races between President Trump and former Vice President Biden remain too close to call. The Trump campaign has filed suits in Pennsylvania and Nevada attempting to halt counting. They had suits pending in Michigan and Georgia. A judge in Georgia dismissed the campaign suit after finding no evidence of the ballots referenced in their filing were received after the Election Day deadline. So when will Nevada stop counting?
A Nevada official announced Thursday that the state will accept mail-in ballots until Tuesday, November 10th. They must, however, be postmarked by November 3rd as the nation awaits a vote count from the state that could decide the fate of the presidency. Nevada has 6 electoral votes to offer, and with Democratic nominee Joe Biden at 264 as of Thursday afternoon, a win in the silver state could see him reach the coveted 270 needed to secure a win. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
American Band, and that's the way we start out the Military and Veterans News segment this morning right here. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to mention a couple of headlines and go over to a caller. Now, there are still tens of thousands of military absentee ballots to be counted. Nobody's talking about that. Could the absentee ballots coming from the military voters and U.S. citizens overseas still make a difference in the election? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, most of the counting is done, but this is something that nobody's talking about, and that is coming in right now. Now, the National Guard has been activated in 10 states for possible civil unrest. The National Guard finally got activated up in Oregon, and they were headed for the streets of Portland, Oregon last night. We'll see how that works out. In addition, as results for key congressional races and the presidency continue to roll in, a major shakeup for the Senate Armed Services Committee has yet to materialize, so it's probably going to stay the way it is. And attacks by enemy forces in Afghanistan were up about half in the 3 months ending in September compared with the previous quarter. Also, a ninth U.S. service member has been killed by the coronavirus, according to the Pentagon. That makes a total of nine that have actually died as a result. And don't forget, the National Aviation Academy brings you the military news, bottom of the hour here. And we're going to play their little ad, and then we're going to take the caller on the line.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All righty. And on the telephone line, I think we got Mary over in Clearwater. Is that you?
Yes, sir. My call is about the military and the Abraham Accords. If you have the government that you that's more changed over to, has a lot of Muslim Brotherhood in there and the former Obama people, which is exactly who you're going to see in there, what does happen to those Abraham Accords? Because we are with Israel. So if you're in the military, are you going to go and, you know, less than 1% of the population is the military?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen because you've got a new administration maybe coming in. So it depends on what the commander in chief has to say. By the way, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs was appointed for 6 years, so he's still around. He's not going anywhere, General Milley.
Yeah, I guess it's a lot of the Abraham Accords. Exactly how did that transaction go through the Senate or the House or anything, or exactly how they occurred. Whatever happened, they were a good thing. And so if those go away, it's hard to imagine.
Well, I don't know, so I can't answer that for you. We'll just have to wait and see. How's that?
I'm with you. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. And, of course, that's a good question, but you can speculate, but I don't want to even speculate on that because I don't think they're going to go anywhere, but that's just me. But then what do I know? By the way, Alan Dershowitz chiming in, saying that the president has his best chance with the Pennsylvania lawsuit. Looks like now we're going to have something going on in Georgia because the president's lead is almost gone. Now, the reason that that's been happening like that and the votes have been coming in, pouring in, doing away with his 300,000, then 200,000, then 100,000 lead is because of one Stacey Abrams, who has been charged with coming up with votes from everywhere and anywhere to see to it that the president doesn't win Georgia. That's been her charge. That's what she's been doing. So you know, that's a bunch of voter harvesting. You know it is. By the way, Lindsey Graham is donating $500,000 from his campaign funds to the Trump legal defense to help them defend the president and go after the lawsuits and whatnot, because that's going to cost a lot of money to do that. And there's just so much stuff that's going on right now. That you can hardly even stand it. Now, Arizona, 95% of the vote is in right now. Joe Biden has a lead there. That lead, so far, it's been getting whittled into a little bit, little bit. But it's still well over 10,000 votes, so we've got a ways to go. Pennsylvania, 99% of the vote in there. The president is barely up in terms of percentage points there in Pennsylvania. His lead is evaporating there, too. They are definitely, there's definitely some shenanigans going on here. There's just no doubt about it. And the president's lead right now in Georgia is 0.4 of a percentage point, 0.4 of a percentage point. North Carolina, he's got about 1.5 lead there. Nevada, he's trailing Joe Biden by 0.9 of a point. So things have gotten so close, and you just know that there's going to be lawsuits everywhere and anywhere because of the fact that they're harvesting votes, and they're doing it in some states where they're not supposed to be able to do it. Georgia happens to be one of them. And by the way, Stacey Abrams got caught the last time around. So will she get nailed this time, and all those votes that she's harvesting that's mysteriously showing up, will they be allowed to count? Don't know. Don't know, but you should look to be a fly on the wall to see what they're up to and where they're getting these votes from. Sure would like to be a fly on the wall. So anyway, the popular vote is almost 4 million votes. It's 3.8 million advantage Biden. So they're going to say he's got the popular vote, so therefore he should be the president. By the way, the plurality in the House right now is 15 votes advantage Democrats, with about 40 races yet to be determined. Looks like the Republicans are going to gain another 10 to 15 seats there. So it'll be razor thin. Nancy Pelosi will still be the Speaker of the House, but not by much. And they're calling for her head already. Right now, the Democrats have 208 seats in the House. They need 218 for the majority. Republicans have 193. And that's just going to be a whale of a race to keep watching what's going on there. Also, when you look at all the stuff that's transpiring here, Trey Gowdy came out and said the House Dems were repudiated and lost seats that nobody thought were possible. Well, that's true. That's true. And that's all part of it again as to what's going on. Elections have consequences. People might not believe it. A lot of people didn't think we'd be in the position we're in right now. But we are. And by the way, Twitter and Facebook, the election censorship is way up. And the Parler CEO is saying that they've gone way too far with Facebook and Twitter. Come on over, check him out at Parler. I'm on Parler, but Parler's a little different platform than Facebook. And it takes a little bit more to put your stuff over there than what it does on Facebook. Facebook, I've got it tied into Twitter, and I got it tied into my podcast and all that stuff. It's all done automatically. But can't do it on Parler yet for some reason. And until I can, I'm not going over there full-fledged. But anyway, I'll be right back. Chris Markowski coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia, and we appreciate her doing that very much. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. You know, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 when you replace your windshield and tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 back at the time of the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 handed to you today. Speaking of $100, here he is, Mr. Watchdog on Wall Street. How are you doing today, sir?
hanging in there. How are you?
Oh, boy. I'm just watching all this stuff that's going on here. You know, the vote counting continues. It's going to be going on for a while. Nevada, their deadline for accepting ballots is November 10th. North Carolina, November 14th. We've already had a federal lawsuit filed in Nevada by the Trump campaign against illegal votes that are being counted, which includes some 3,300 or 3,400 votes that they found in one pile down in Clark County, which is Las Vegas. So that's going to be interesting to see how that all works out.
Yeah. What's going on in Georgia right now?
Well, border harvesting. That is Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams coming up with votes from here, there, and everywhere and just dumping them in there. But I believe Donald Trump's lead is now down to less than 500 votes.
New York Post has got them losing by 900.
Well, they may be ahead of something, but I'm looking at what I got. Yep.
And Fox News, too, actually has them down, too. Interesting to see what's going to happen there. Yes, in Georgia, yeah, it's got Biden up by a very slim margin. About 900 votes.
Well, it'll be more than that by the end of the day because this is Stacey Abrams' group is voter harvesting. That's what they're doing. They got caught at it 4 years ago, and the votes were taken away, and she was defrocked, if you will. I don't know what's going to happen this time, but obviously there's going to be a lawsuit there, too, about the same thing.
Yeah. I hope, but we'll see. We'll see what's going on there. I just find this, you know, it's kind of odd. He asked me what's taking so long and how this continues to trickle in. So we shall see.
Yeah. Now, this is part of the problem, and I talked about this earlier. We have got election laws on the books that are not being enforced or being created, not by legislatures, but by judges and or by election bureaus that cannot just change the laws in midstream, so to speak. So we know we need election reform. And with election reform, that would include enforcing the laws we have now so we don't see what we keep seeing going on.
So it's not a difficult fix. It really isn't. You just use half a brain, you can get this done properly. If you're going to do absentee ballots because you're out of state, fine. If you're in state, I don't see the problem with dropping off a ballot. There has to be some sort of cross-check. When it comes to these things, we cannot have dead people voting. This has to stop at some point in time. For the life of me, I just don't get it. The best way to handle it is you just show up and you vote. It's just the reality. It's the best way of handling the entire situation. But you can't manipulate elections when you do that.
Yeah, and there's the number now showing up. Biden is now up by 917 votes in Georgia. That number will go up several thousand by the end of the day, mark my words.
We'll see what happens. Right now, the trend lines are just not looking good at all. Outside of picking up a few votes in Arizona, down in Georgia now, and Pennsylvania, I think, is down to a very small margin. So it's going to be very, very difficult.
Yeah, it's been their stated goal to flip these states over. And again, Pennsylvania, there's Alan Dershowitz came out and said that that's the best chance that Trump has of keeping the state red because of what he knows is going on there.
Yeah, but again, you need more than Pennsylvania. So.
He needs them all. Yeah. He needs to run the table. I just don't see it happening.
No, me neither.
But that leads me to something else here. People are saying that, well, this is where you suddenly take Attorney General Barr and you have the Durham report released so that everybody knows what's going on there. And then you take a special prosecutor, perhaps like Doug Collins from Georgia, who ran for the Senate, got beat, had to give up his congressional seat, and make him an independent special prosecutor, all things Biden.
Might look like a sore loser if you're going to do that. I'm not sure if that's the right thing to do politically. And quite honestly, if the media is not going to cover it, what's the point? The information won't get out. So it's going to be very, very difficult to pull everything off. Once you become president, you're pretty much, or president-elect, you're pretty much omnipotent. And Donald Trump knows that.
Yeah, they can't touch you. Yeah, they can't touch you. You're exempt from all sorts of things. Okay, so let's talk about Section 230. Twitter and Facebook and their election censorship has gone way over the top. A lot of people are getting censured. They don't even know it. Their comments, they're posting, they're not actually being put on Facebook or Twitter. And if they don't go back to check to see if the comment's up there, they don't know that their comment was rescinded for violations of this, that, and the other.
I see, I didn't know that. I thought that they'd actually inform you if that was the case.
Yeah, if you stick around, if you stick around to see it, they'll inform you. But if you don't, they won't.
Okay. Yes, I wasn't aware of that. And yeah, you know, especially in around election, they've been very, very up the ante when it comes to their basically censorship of various different posts that are out there. And again, there's no rhyme or reason to what they do, and that's part of the problem. I think that the entire idea of trying to police something like a Twitter or a Facebook or whatever it may be is an exercise in futility. The algorithms are, you know, again, they're just algorithms. And they're going to miss stuff, and they're also going to censor stuff that they shouldn't. These are public squares, and, you know, like I said before, if you want to be an idiot and post whatever you want, well, that's fine. I just think that maybe we should get rid of the anonymity and have verified users across the board. And when you have verified users, then, you know, you let people have at it. They can say whatever they want to say.
Now, financial experts are predicting the election's results are going to bring a smaller stimulus package than what we thought was going to happen before. Larry Kudlow has said he's even unclear whether or not the COVID aid would be in a funding bill.
I have no idea that what they're going to do in regards to the, you know, COVID aid moving forward. You know, obviously the cases have ticked up like we expected them to. The entire country seems to be doing a pretty darn good job in handling the virus, which is great. I mean, obviously hospitalizations have gone up a little bit, but deaths have not, which is what we need to focus on, is continued treatment for this. And if we can, you know, continue to handle the taking care of people that have gotten a little bit more sick from COVID, we're definitely stepping in the right direction. We're lucky because we have capacity here in the United States. The reason why you're seeing lockdowns over in Europe is they don't. They have socialized medicine. They can't handle an influx of patients, whereas we can.
Well, here's one for you. The counties with the worst virus surges went big for Donald Trump.
It's interesting. I didn't realize that. Well, some of the biggest surges right now, they're in like North Dakota and South Dakota, correct?
Yep.
So, I mean, those are traditionally pretty red states. So, I mean, I didn't think it might have much trouble there. But, you know, I don't know if it has any, you know, one has anything to do with the other, but it is interesting.
Now, Dick Morris came up with an interesting comment yesterday, and I don't quite understand what he's talking about. He said the state houses can call a win for Trump.
I don't know how that works. I'm not familiar with how that, you know, how a state house can go in and can
me neither.
Get involved with it. I mean, I'm a big fan of going back to the state governments picking senators.
Yeah.
I think that we should head back in that direction. There's, again, the Constitution was amended to allow what we have today. But maybe in the case of the tie, I have no idea how that works.
I don't either, but we'll have to wait till Monday to find out. I'm going to let you go, and we will talk to you again Monday morning. So have a great weekend.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Make sure you catch this program all across many of these same stations this weekend on the radio dial. That's the Watchdog on Wall Street and his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. All right, Frank Silvato will be with us, and don't go anywhere. I'll be coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.